Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Baby boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, the point guard of podcasting, coming at you from the East Village, Gas Digital Studios. I'm just signing into my the website right here. I know there's lots of issues lately with the Gas Digital website. It is for good reasons, guys. Good reasons. It's because we're updating everything right now. We're updating the website, and there's so many different they're going to the back end so much to pull shit that it's creating some issues with the server, and it's a lot. But this is all going to be behind us very, very soon, folks. Trust me. I'll tell you right now, this is going to be behind us, and you guys, once you see the new website, the new app, the new everything, it's going to change the fucking game. Gas Digital 2023 is going to be the shit. So trust me when I say this. Thank you for subscribing and supporting. There will be a couple bumps in the road over the course of the next couple weeks, they're telling us, right? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But you know us. We fucking got you, baby boys. And this is only going to be a completely brand new website from the ground up. Incredible, incredible things happening in the future. So,
and you know us, we love bumps on the road.
We love bumps on everything. Ladies and gentlemen, you know that voice. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
How you doing, man? Yeah. It's fucking cool hanging out with James the other day.
Hell yeah, dude. He's the kid. He's the best kid in the world.
He's got a lot of personality, man. He's a good guy.
He does. He fucking trashed me. He's going to be on the show on Friday for a minute. I brought him in to tell a story about how he sneaks in curse words now. Mm-hmm. And then fucking Shayner just, she got into James's ear. And then Shayner and James and fucking Cannon are all just trashing me. It was brutal, dude.
What's his favorite one?
His favorite word? Yeah. I can't say it. Sydney's here. ladies and gentlemen, you know.
Father.
You know I'm gonna love him from Dad Meat and Little Stinkers. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Rainey is back on the show.
Thank you for having me, guys.
What's up, Dongy? And from Dude Jack Bros and Stoner Dads as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Sydney Gant is here.
Thank you.
Sup, cute.
Yeah, I'm chilling, man.
Feeling good, man. Feeling good. I'm trying to fucking. It's a very, very busy time in my life, so I'm trying to stay ahead of my anxiety. I have a lot of terrible ADD.
Yeah.
And it is, which I don't even know the difference between ADD and ADHD, right? What is the ADHD?
Hyperactive.
You got that one.
Mm.
And attention deficit is, you're just a mongoloid.
Okay. I also
so I got that one.
I'm a little calm.
You're
little calm.
The best of both worlds. Yeah.
Whatever Jason Voorhees had.
Yeah. All of their strengths, none of their weaknesses. You're the blade of that.
Doggy, I'm telling you. So, but here's the thing.
Call him a daywalker.
Yeah.
I stopped taking medication for it years ago. The last time I took Adderall was the night that I tried to beat up Kurt Metzger at the Comedy Store.
So you stopped taking a pill that gives you superpowers?
No. It wasn't even that, dude. I was constantly on edge. I was constantly walking around. Shannon, do you remember when I was on Adderall?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because you were constantly getting free Adderall from me.
I don't know about constantly, but it was constantly. It was floating around.
Are you fucking out of your fucking mind?
Yeah, he was on Adderall. He could track it.
You got free Adderall, bitch.
I actually still have some in my drawer.
That's
in your drawers?
Yeah, it's a better joke. I was going to just say, that's what she calls her pussy. She calls her pussy a drawer.
Because an Asian man sleeps in it.
That's it.
Yeah. And also it sounds like what an old lady in the future sounds like. You know, instead of having caramels and mints, she has Adderall in her drawers.
Just a cookie tin full of fucking pills.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We might have to do another What You Snacking On, Shannon, because this has been a fat couple days. We might have to do another What You Snacking On. Because yesterday, you know what, let's do our plugs. Let's get our plugs. Let's plug a clock, plug a Ruskies right out the way. And then we might, because we did a What You Snacking On for Friday. But what's going on with me is I have a knee injury right now, and it's depressing. I can't move. I can't do jujitsu. I can't do anything. So I've been with
the anxiety of all these changes that are happening, new Skankfest, new Gas Digital, brand new merch team coming out, brand new merch website name we're relaunching in the new year. Lots of crazy things, lots of crazy moving pieces happening behind the scenes right now. It's giving me a lot of anxiety, so I've been stress eating. So what you're snacking on has been quite the fucking segment lately, yeah. Guys. I'll tell you, last night when I snacked on, I got fat, baby boy. And I'm not, and no, I'm back. I'm keto starting today. I was looking into it. What is the carnivore diet? Is that just meat? Can I eat eggs? Eggs are meat.
I think so. Yeah.
Look up the carnivore. No vegetables, Shannon, no look fruit. Up the carnivore diet. I'm going to become insufferable. Hold
on. You
going
liver king? You going full liver king?
I'm going to become more insufferable. The only way I can become more insufferable is if I went on a carnivore diet, and I'm genuinely thinking about it. I got to change something in my life, and it's got to be extreme.
How's that knee injury affecting your dick sucking?
It's not good, dude.
Kaepernick now?
Buddy, I'm not proposing. Yeah. Relax.
Yeah, by the way, I just watched a video of a guy without legs doing jujitsu, but I'm sure your knee injury is
prohibitive. Don't be an asshole.
I'm just saying, dude, he had no legs.
Sid, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What you plugging on?
What you plugging on? Check out Stoner Dads, the podcast that's sweeping the nation. Of course, Two Jack Bros, the only podcast that enlightens a guest and you as well. Yeah, at Sidney Gann on all the social media. Instagram is where I feel like I do my best work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the man.
Yeah. Oh, I just got a cool book on perks. One of the coolest books out there.
Sick.
Author Mike Rainey. Yeah, check that out.
He just stole your plug.
Oh, I'm good with it.
No. Were you going to plug on perks too?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Brain dog.
All right, check out Dad Meat. Do it with Tim Butterly, the funniest fucking dude on the planet. Little Snakers podcast with John Del Calo, Jake Matera. It's true crime, looking at the lighter side of serial killing. And check out my new book, On Perks. Go to onperks.com. Unfortunately, when I was whacked on perks from 2012 to 2014, I was very active on Facebook, so you could see every retarded perk thought I had.
Nice perk thoughts. Yeah. Love it. Perk thoughts. Love it. Zach?
November 17th through 20th, Secret Group, Houston, Texas. Come take a comedy festival. Come on out. It's a good lineup.
I got some stuff coming up. Me and Zach, this weekend, which, by the way, I think when we're leaving, I think we'll be fine.
Okay.
I think it's over 3 hours if you're leaving at a certain time. We're going to be leaving from Jersey earlier. We're good. It's only 2 hours and 35 minutes from my house.
Cool.
I think we'll be okay. Late at night coming back, we'll fucking zip it. I speed, dude. I'll be drunk, so I won't even fucking pay attention. This weekend, Saratoga Springs, me and the great Zach Amico will be up at the Comedy Works. Very, very excited. Two nights, both Friday and Saturday. And we're zipping back on Friday night for midnight, the Stand, the Offend Everyone Tour at the Stand Comedy Club. Myself and the great Aaron Berg headlining, Zach Amico, Colin Turrell also on the show. It's going to be an insane fucking show. It will sell out. Grab those tickets for the Stand for the New York Comedy Festival. And then me and Aaron are back out on the road November 18th and 19th. Comedy in Miami, Florida. The great Kim Congdon, special guesting on those shows. December 2nd, the Vixen, McHenry, Illinois. Then we're going to Toronto in December. DC Comedy Loft in January. And my January is completely full, actually. I got to get my website updated. But January is completely full. Me and Aaron Berger ending our tour those last 3 weeks of January. Nice. So, yeah, come out for those. Subscribe at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network, including, obviously, the Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Yo MMA Rap, and many, many, many more. The thing is, dang, ad-free, uncensored episodes. You get access to the Racist Live Chat. What's going on in the Racist Live Chat right now? Lick My Gooch says, ugh. That's horrifying that they have writers. I didn't think about that ever. Who has writers? I guess I should have gotten context.
I think he's talking about the roasts.
The roasts? He's talking about roasts?
He's got to be.
I don't see anybody talking about a roast. Yeah, let's see. Especially now that they are linked up with Disney. What are we talking about in here? What are we even talking about? All right. Shannon, what am I missing?
I'm scrolling through. I don't know what they're talking about. However, we were talking about the carnivore diet. And
what?
Do you want to know about
Please, let me know about it.
Okay, so it's you can eat red meat, poultry, fish, and eggs. You can have eggs.
Nice.
You cannot have grains, legumes, nuts, seeds. Dairy is sometimes allowed.
Dairy sometimes. This is not the fucking carnivore diet. That's the fucking, it's keto. I do this.
Yeah, it's like you can't eat cheeseburgers though.
Am I allowed to have cheese?
I guess it depends which way you're following it. It says dairy is sometimes allowed. Let me
Because it comes from an animal. As long as it comes from an animal, it's the opposite of veganism. I love it, Shannon. See how stupid you are, Shannon?
Shannon, look up Puerto Rican keto diet. The Tito diet, I think it's called.
Yeah, so that's just keto. I can do that. What'd you say? Keto's not other. Oh, you can have legumes, I guess.
Yeah, and like
beans
and stuff. Yeah.
What are you trying to achieve with all this?
Aren't not beans be a fat legumes?
Ass. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I want to not be a fat ass, and I can't exercise right now, so I can't. The diet is the most important thing right now.
Do you have body image issues? Because you look fine.
No. I'm a fat fuck right now. Trust me, dude. I am a fat piece of shit right now.
I don't know, dude.
I'm 242 pounds right now. 242 pounds. I'm supposed to fight Jason at 195 pounds.
Yeah, let us touch your body and see if you're fat.
No, dude, it is fat, and I'm not letting you touch my body.
Yeah, let us see if we can put a hot dog between those titties.
Oh, damn it, yeah, dude.
I think you can get one here.
Yeah. I think I got
some tit meat.
Yeah, this is it. You know, all right, you know what, Shannon? We want to go do the intro, but I'll tell you what I was snacking on. This is how bad it's gotten. It's been. I got back. I was just in L.A. I did the Whitney roast. Hang out with my chick the whole time. Dude, she's a dancer. Her body's like fucking righteous. Mm. Like it's, and like when I got there, I was thinner than by day three because I'm just eating bad. We're at the hotel. We're fucking eating terrible food. And yeah, dude, by the time I left, I had my pants were just a little bit tighter. I was like, fuck, dude. And then I started getting depressed about that. And then I went down a spiral. In the past couple of days, I talked about this. You'll hear it on Friday. What I ate, what was ridiculous coming home from Skanks the other night. But then last night, or yesterday in general. Yesterday we went to across the street. There's a little Argentinian steakhouse.
Oh, yeah. Place rules.
Yeah.
Flank steak.
Fucking incredible. Yeah. Flank steak's great. They make some of the best empanadas.
Oh, Jesus.
In the city.
Yeah.
Like, really good empanadas. So I order, you know, I got to try them all. You know, ordered 10 empanadas for me and a 9-year-old. That's just as an appetizer.
Yeah.
Plus a burrata. Plus we got a steak, right? Got some French fries with that steak. Now, as I'm leaving,
I don't even know
what this guy gave
this
me. As I'm leaving with my son, the guy goes, hey, just so you know, for the boy, and he gives me a jar, like a little, it's like almost like a plastic jar, and it's just in another language, and it says something caramela de leche or some shit like that, right? And this is in Argentina. I don't know what it is. So I was like, what the fuck is it? I go home with it, right? And when I get home, I fucking, I just want to see what it was. So I opened it up.
Waiter come.
For the boy.
Maybe you split. I don't know. Every family different.
Say when.
He just stands over your plate jerking off like it's a fucking Olive Garden at pepper grinder.
It was like essentially a fucking like a tub full of like, I want to say like almost like a thick caramel like sauce.
Mm,
just like never saw that. Yeah. Sauce, right?
His son never saw that.
It's milk and sugar simmered together. It's like a quote, milk jam is dulce de leche.
Milk jam?
Yeah, that's what it's classified as, milk jam.
That's more like waiter come to me.
Please take some of my milk jam.
Maybe dump it in your wine. Who knows?
Doggy, I'm telling you right now. I put my finger on it, and I was like, oh, that's fucking wild, dude. And I mean, I had way too much. Like, me and my fat sister were just in my kitchen. The kids were in the other room, just quietly just fucking shoveling
Winnie the Pooh
milk jam into our fucking fat mouths. It was pathetic. Yeah. It was truly pathetic. So then that happens. You know, we have more empanadas because I ordered another dozen empanadas to go for the family. So we had more empanadas that night. And then as I'm lying in bed, I'm about to watch a movie with my chick on FaceTime. We FaceTime each other and watch things together because we have a long distance relationship. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, Shannon. That could have been us. You fucked up.
It's okay.
It's not gay. What are you talking about? We have to watch a movie together. We have to FaceTime each other. We started at the exact same moment and then we fast forward and rewind to make sure we're at the exact same moment. Is that gay, Shannon?
It's pretty gay. It's
hit
cute,
the notorious,
though.
Hit the Notorious, the drop.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What movie are you watching?
We started watching...
That is the gayest shit, by the way, Shannon.
Oh, last night it was actually... The Sopranos was last night, but we were watching... tonight we're going to watch I Am Legend. She's never seen.
Mm. She'll cry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know a part. Yeah. Spoiler alert, where he murders his own dog.
Smith smacks the dog.
Dude, when he has to murder his own dog, it's his only friend. Oh, that fucking, it is brutal. It is brutal until you have a kid and you're like, I'd fucking kill that dog in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you also have to consider he's black, so.
Is she young?
Who?
Your chick.
Yeah, she's 12.
No, I mean, like, relatively, like, to us.
No, she's 31.
Okay, so you're not going to have to explain to her what Tower Records is?
No, she'll know. I think
because I feel like if you're watching that movie with a 22-year-old, you're literally gonna have to explain what they're in and shit. Like we used to sell music in stores,
dude. I feel that happening so much more often because I'm fucking 43, and there's so many references that I'll put out there, and it's like nobody has any idea what the fuck.
Dude, I'm we had to explain about. To James what a TV movie was, and there was. So many levels of explaining to them.
Yeah, there was like a made for TV movie. He was like, okay, all movies are made for TV. You're like, fuck.
Yeah, it was like, no, but it was come out at a certain time.
And as soon as he said those words, I was like, fuck, dude, he's right. And I realized the uphill battle we were about to go on with trying to.
It was like a half an hour of like, okay, but start everything we explained, we had to explain a new thing.
So that was a time.
Yeah, you literally.
At one point, Lewis.
The history of performance art in order to really get the context.
Lewis is trying to explain what TV
So then there
Guide
were minstrel
was.
Shows.
He's like, you would get a book in the mail, and it would say what was on.
And that's when
and
blackface
you circle
became
what
popular.
You wanted to watch.
Dude, it was very difficult explaining what a made-for-TV movie is to a person who doesn't understand. And I was like, all right, so there's cable TV and then there's regular TV. He's like a dog. Like, we're going to make
it. Yeah.
Why the difference?
Yeah. And it was simply, we were explaining why it was okay for him to watch, even though it was like, because it was the made-for-TV version of it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Did it scare him?
No, he didn't watch it. He's a pussy.
Oh, he tried pulling some shit on me yesterday.
Why?
Because he was big dicking around yesterday after he came in and trashed his dad.
What did he do?
And he was just fucking. He goes, you ever seen It? I'm like, yeah, we've had this conversation, James. I have. He goes, you like it? I went, yeah. He goes, it's scary. You know what I saw? I went, he goes, Nightmare on Elm Street. I go, yeah, I heard you guys had to turn it off. And he goes, well, no, not really. He goes, Aunt Jenny thought it was too violent for my cousin, but you know, I liked it. I wasn't scared. I was like, that's not what I heard, James. Yeah.
You know, they all float down here. Yeah. You wouldn't, you fat fuck.
Yeah, dude. No, yeah, he wasn't ready for it.
He was really, I was fine. It wasn't scary
another year's gonna go by. This is the, you know, Christmas is now coming up. We're you know, looking at Christmas movies. We're looking at, you know, all that shit. I showed him Christmas Vacation last year for the first time. Which has a lot of like sexualization and things like that.
Christmas Vacation has one of the funniest, most subtle moments in any movie. You know when they're shopping and he puts the dog food on top of like the light bulbs and shit?
No.
When he takes Cousin Eddie shopping to get the
they're like
Christmas gifts.
Yeah, yeah.
They're in like a department store.
Yeah.
Cousin Eddie adjusts his cock and it's by his knee.
No, yeah, nice.
He grabs his dick and moves it over. And they're insinuating that he just has a fucking horse cock.
Nice.
And it's such a fun. And unless somebody points it out to you, you wouldn't notice. Mm-hmm. But it's so fucking funny.
Well, dude, the chick that the lingerie salesman, Mary, I think her name is. Like, I think she's one of the few chicks that I could probably still beat off to without nudity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's that hot.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. There was another great little subtle joke, which I didn't pick up on as a kid at all. Now that I've watched it again, like as an adult. So. You know, the boss comes back, you know, Cousin Eddie brings the boss in, right? And they sort of explain what happened, right? And then the boss sort of has this moment where he's like, you know what? I'm an asshole. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, what am I even doing here? He's like, you can have your Christmas bonus. And they all start celebrating, right? And, you know, they're like, yeah, it's, you know, Christmas miracle. And this during this whole setup, the SWAT team is, like, coming down the side of the house. It's such a great setup. The SWAT team's coming down the side of the house. They're about to kick the door. And you sort of see it all unfolding while they're celebrating. And then they kick in the door and they're like, freeze. And when they all freeze, this is the funniest thing. Beverly D'Angelo, she's down by Clark Griswold's dick, and she's holding his dick. So when they say freeze, it's just her doing this, like she said, when she was holding his dick during the celebration in front of the kids. It was just one of the most subtle, funny things in the world to me that the mom would be holding Clark's dick, and she was so happy.
Dude, remember, they showed her tits in the original, too.
Did they?
Or no, it might have been... European Vacation. Mm-hmm. She's in the shower and Clark sneaks in on her.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
got
yeah,
the
yeah.
camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's European.
Big fat naturals.
Yeah, European vacation is not good to show the kid. I wanted to show my son Vacation, just the one where they go to Wally World. But then I looked it up, and I think that one has some fucking shit in it too, right?
I don't remember any. Maybe Christy Brinkley?
It was rated R. The problem is every time I show him a fucking rated R movie, he rats me out to his fucking mother. Every time.
That's crazy. You guys are that. Like, I'm just saying, I don't know. Are you like that with Mikey?
Yeah, I mean, as far as like nudity and shit like that, like, I've never been watching something with him where that's been exposed. However, I took my daughter to see fucking the new Harry Styles movie, and there's so much gay sex in it.
What do you mean?
Dude, do you want me to show you?
Please
take down your sweat.
All right, real quick, go ahead.
But I mean, she's 16, so it's a little more palatable, but it's never easy when sex scenes are playing when your kids are in the fucking room.
Yeah. No, it's weird. I mean, my son, we never watch a sex scene. If he watched like heavy, like making out, and that even gets a little bit weird. But yeah, it's really about sex. It's not even necessarily the nudity. Like, I wouldn't freak out if there was like a titty shown in a movie. Mm-hmm. I showed up a Slipknot concert recently, which is on YouTube, and like they panned out to the crowd and some girls went bang, and it wasn't edited because I guess it was just, you know, nobody flagged it yet. Mm-hmm. And he was like, whoa, this is the greatest concert ever. I want to see Slipknot right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't show him fucking, you know, like, if it's like, oh, it's like the context of like, is it really gruesome, realistic violence? Mm-hmm. Like, I showed him Mortal Kombat because even though it was like gruesome, it wasn't real. There was nothing realistic about somebody like being frozen and then like punched into a million pieces.
Yeah, it's cartoonish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like superhero violence. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. If you are over 21 years old and living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, you got to get it from YoDelta.com.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped. And most importantly, it gets you high. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. They work, and they work good. I will tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works. And these products should be taken responsibly.
Yeah, dude, if you ever see me smoking a vape pen, I'm smoking Yo Delta's Delta 8 products, and they fucking get you super duper high, dude. I'll tell you right now, trust me on this. You get it. You'll love it. It's already cheaper than weed. Why not spend less money to get just as high? Go to YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your entire order. Once again, that's YoDelta.com. Promo code GAS for 25% off your entire order. All right, where were we? So, all right, Shannon, let's see.
You didn't say what you snacked on.
Yeah, really.
Oh, all right, yeah, so.
No, the lectures.
No, he's been, no.
That was just a fucking middle of the day.
Okay.
Just fucking.
He didn't even get to the snack yet.
That's just into my fridge at home. I got to literally go home. This is what I have to do. I have to go home right now and I have to throw that away. I have to literally put a booger in it and throw it in the garbage. Honestly, I have to mix the booger around because I will scoop the booger out of it.
Scoop around it.
I'll pick it out of the garbage. I'll get high tonight. And late at night, I'll pick it out of the garbage and scoop the booger out and be like, all right, I got a whole fucking thing of warm caramel.
Did you think that was sweet or weird that dude gave you that cup full of that shit?
It was just, I could tell, like, in his culture, you give kids cups full of, you know, dry, you know, whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah. Or he looked at him and looked at his fat dad and was like, you got to catch up. You're a little behind.
Give your dad a straw.
Yeah. If you want to look like dad, you're going to
hide this from your father.
Dude, isn't it sick though, having like a sick hot chick with a sick little body, like impressing her against what you consider to be your
Yes, but I want to feel attractive when it happens. So the juxtaposition of like her tight dancer body versus my fat fucking piece of shit Shrek body.
That sounds like the best.
No, it sucks, dude. I'm like, dude, I feel bad for her. I feel like I'm raping her.
I constantly fantasize about being like really big and absorbing a hot thing into my body.
No, she likes the fact that I'm big, you know what I'm saying? But nobody, I mean, you know, look, I'm just saying, I gotta fucking get in shape. I can't let myself go the way of the past, okay? This is fucking crazy. This is why, like, dude, ugly chicks rule. An ugly chick, I feel like a king. I'm like, that's right, you ugly bitch. You fucking love this. You love my cock down your throat.
That's what I'm talking. I want her to disappear when I'm like, fucking, you know what I mean? Like, dude, it's
so
just.
Let me tell you. So last night, I'm going to watch a movie, right? So, by the way, I didn't even tell my girl that I did this. What a fat piece. I'm ashamed of it. She's going to listen to this probably, and she's like, ew. I was like, I wanted a Diet Coke, which is also the fattest thing you could want. Like, just a diet. Like, I want soda, but I don't want the calories because I know I'm such a fat piece of shit that I can't handle those extra calories, right? So I was like, let me order Diet Coke. I was like, I'm not going to order one Diet Coke. I got to order two Diet Cokes. I'm ordering Uber Eats, right? Order from Dunkin' Donuts. I'm not going to just order two Diet Cokes from Dunkin' Donuts. That's crazy. So I ordered myself a half a dozen donuts. and I ate three of the donuts. I didn't eat all six, but there's three more donuts. I'm salivating as I'm talking about it. I want them right now. There's three donuts sitting on the counter at home that I am going to have to put a booger in when I get home and throw into the garbage.
There's nothing like Dunkin' Donuts at night.
As at night, dude. Three donuts at night.
They cook those at 4 a.m.
Can I tell you what I did? How fat
2 days ago.
how fat and lazy I am.
Shittiest donuts.
Shittiest donuts. I ate a chocolate frosted. I ate a Boston cream. And I ate whatever the fuck it was. I thought it was like a regular apple crumb. This shit was like toasted.
Cookie dough.
It was like toasted almond apple crumb shit. It was pretty good, but I wasn't expecting it. So the first bite, I was like, yuck. And then I was like, wait a minute, that's phenomenal. But here's what a fat piece of shit I am, okay? I got my gallon of milk out, and I'm too lazy to even pour milk. So I would just take a bite, and then I'd chug a sip of milk to give me the sensation of dunking my donut in the milk. Just the fattest moment of... like in my kitchen, like an ogre.
Yeah.
Like an ogre. I did this.
Dude, donuts.
Oh, hiding from my girlfriend. Dude. I was like, I'll be right back.
Did you jam a key into the half gallon?
Wild.
Dude, if sweet treats are your bugaboo right now, I would recommend getting these Cinnabites from Taco Bell.
No, I'm not doing any more sweet treats, though, dude.
Lewis, I'm telling you, if you try one, you'll never want a sweet again because you taste one and then there's. A white liquid filling that tastes like somebody
waiter butter. Cup
milk jam.
It is, yes, it's waiter cup. You try one, you'll never want a sweet again. I had one 2 weeks ago and I haven't had a sweet since.
Why wouldn't I want a sweet? It's just too sweet.
No, it feels like hot cum bursting in your mouth.
Oh, it's too good.
Which is the holy grail.
It's too good.
That's what we're all searching for.
Wouldn't I just now become addicted to those specific things?
But if you're out for hot cum, you want hot cum. If you're not expecting it,
these right here. I think I've had these. They're good.
They're all right.
I don't know,
they're
dude.
Calm down. Calm the fuck down, Rio.
He's getting a little sadity. But you're not a sweets guy, though.
No, I'm more of a hoagie guy.
Yeah. You're easily swayed by anything like sweet. You're just like, oh, this is different. I haven't had this.
I just don't like sweets busting off in my mouth.
Yeah. Like, I'm a donut guy. That's my shit.
Donuts are my favorite sweet treat. We've talked about this plenty of times. I will always go back to it, folks. And I'm not gonna sit here and fucking have you shame me for it because I love a donut.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Donut Pub, 14th and 7th. Close right now.
Yeah, I used to be a pretty big boy. I was like over 300 pounds. And
really?
It was pretty much donuts and soda.
Yeah.
Crushing it nonstop. I was just talking about this the other day on Stoner Dads, but I will get out of my car, go in and look at donuts, and just walk out of the store.
Dude, I just looked down at the Racist live chat, and Bricks just posted a picture of donuts. Usually he's posting pictures like fake deep fakes of the women at Gas Digital, but this motherfucker did this, and I liked it more. Look at him. Yeah. Look at him. I want to just put my cock all over those donuts roll around. Look at him, dude. It is the most fuckable treat.
It is, if you're into that.
Yeah.
Do you ever incorporate food into sex?
No. It's two different things. It's shameful. The eating is shameful. It's not hot. There's nothing sexy about it. And I remember in high school, I got my girlfriend edible underwear from Spencer's Gifts. And that shit, like, it was made of licorice. Mm-hmm. And that shit was the nastiest licorice you could ever have, dude. It was like crazy. There was no flavor to it at all. Then I like licked it into her pussy and it literally just got stuck in her pussy hair and like in her pussy and it was all gunky. Got her first UTI. it was terrible. This poor fucking girl, dude. Wild. Dude, her pussy was never right again after that.
Yeah, you took her UTI virginity. That's something you never forget, man.
It's true. Very true. What about you? You guys ever incorporate food into sex?
Accidentally. I had wings one night.
Zach's accidentally incorporated sex into food a couple times.
I have had a donut eaten off my penis.
Have you?
Yes. I'm surprised there was room.
Yeah.
But yes, I have.
What kind of donut?
A regular, like Homer Simpson frosted donut.
A frosted pink?
Yeah.
A frosted strawberry?
Yeah.
My mom loved a frosted strawberry donut.
Yes, she did.
Shit, dude. Dude, I fucking love, I do love a strawberry frosted donut, vanilla frosted donut, chocolate frosted donuts, all the originals, all the OGs.
Mm. I'm very curious what happened with this wings in your wife's pussy.
Yeah.
I had wings one night, and I didn't wash my hands well enough.
Uh-huh.
So my wife and I went to bed, and I started rubbing her pussy. And she's like, did you wash your fucking hands? And I said, no, why? She's like, because that shit burns.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's horrific.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine having.
I don't know. If you make him
wing
mind,
sauce,
he's like, I couldn't imagine leaving any wing sauce on my fingers.
If you make up your mind to fuck a dude that looks like me, I think you can kind of expect getting wing fingered.
Wingered?
Wingered. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think when I was first experimenting with sexual shit, in high school, we would do some fucking vegetables and fruits and shit. Like, I take a carrot and I fuck, like, a giant carrot, and I fuck my girlfriend in high school, the Ukrainian girl that I dated. Mm. And I fucking, so I'm trying to think of a way to say put in her pussy, but I can't get there. Putin.
Yeah.
I put it in. You know, it wasn't a bad joke. You know what? I'm going to give myself a fucking rattlesnake. It was a good joke. Yeah. That carrot was put in her pussy.
Dude, I get one of the bitchiest cop outs. So there was this girl I dated in high school. She was really pretty, and she wanted to do weird food shit, sexually, like drip sauce on her and lick it off. And I didn't do it because there was a rumor that she also let a guy put a toe in her pussy. And this was at a time in my life where, like, I was a teenager. My feet smelled terrible. Mm. And I was, like, terrified that it was going to try to lead to me taking my shoes off to have to put a toe in her pussy. So I was like, nah, I don't fuck with that. And anytime I ever did anything with it, my shoes stayed on.
So you just fucked her with your sneaker?
Oh, fuck, yeah. Yeah.
The blackest thing you could possibly do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, what was it about just being in high school, having, like, a smelly feet, smelly dick, smelly everything? Dude, we just didn't care. I didn't give a shit about hygiene.
Did they have
until
showers?
I was in my mid-30s.
Did they have a shower after gym?
Dude, I didn't even know. My feet smelled so bad, I didn't even know dicks could stink.
Dog,
you know, it was just like
mine stunk for a while.
Yeah.
There was no showers in my gym. Like, you would go to
make you work out for an hour.
You go to gym and
then put your clothes back on.
Yeah. And the only people who don't smell are good looking, in shape people. And if they do, it's kind of hot that they smell. But here's me and Zach, two fucking smelly fucking savages. What is the plan there? Yeah. What, make us sweat? Make us run a full mile?
You guys are ruining the smell curve for the rest of us.
They gave me hamburgers and milk.
Doggy, it was a fucking wild way to be. I remember in high school, they wouldn't allow me to graduate high school. In the senior year, my gym coach was like, you've not run the mile ever. You've never run the mile. You always walk at one point. It was like, I'm not passing you in this class if you don't actually run the whole time. And that was the only time I ran the mile in high school. Did 9 minutes and 5 seconds.
What's normal?
I think, what's the average mile run time for a man?
Like, what age? What are you talking about?
17, 18.
You should be somewhere around like 7 minutes. That's like a fit, like 7 to 8.
Yeah, I wasn't. I was jogging very, very slow.
For a man between 16 and 19 years old, it says 9 minutes, 34 seconds.
Oh, there you go.
The average? I was above average.
Yeah.
Mm. No way. How is that possible? And then I fell to the ground and I just sweated. I did, at the end, of, I like you, what was the?
Well, you didn't ask her that part. Look that part up, Shannon.
What was the guy? What was the black guy that died because he was trying to beat like a locomotive thing with fucking
John Henry?
It was John Henry, dude. Yeah. I felt like John Henry. I thought
George
I was
Floyd, yeah.
going to die. I couldn't breathe.
They had a kneel on his neck to keep him from running. He was that good.
So there I was selling Lucy's outside of a convenience store. The cops show up. No, I felt like I was going to die. I fell to the ground, and I laid in a puddle of my sweat and just like poured sweat for the full period. I didn't go to the next class. I laid there, and then I had horrible shin splints. Like the most, I thought my legs were broken. I had no idea. I never felt this before.
Did you get therapeutic rollerblades? Is this how you ended up? All right, here's your diploma and your rollerblades. You fat fuck, get out of here,
doggy. I fucking did.
You fell apart,
dude. I fell apart. I had shin splints down both my legs for days. My legs were in fucking pain, dude. I felt like my body was completely shocked, and I was like, "That's crazy that people run miles."
Yeah,
do you run now?
Now I can't. My knees all fucked. But I was running for a hot minute. I was the best shape I've ever been in my entire life. I was running. I'd run 4 or 5 miles a day, and it's very funny because you see how quickly your body adapts to it. Because even at that time, I couldn't even run, you know, anything, dude. Nothing. 1 mile nearly fucking killed me. And then you start doing it, and you're like, oh. I remember when I started working out the first time. It was in my 20s. That's when I first like got into like fitness, right? I started running from my apartment in Queens to the rec center. And this was probably the equivalent of 3/4 of a mile. And I would run there. I remember the first time I couldn't run all the way there, and I had to stop. And then like very quickly within a couple of days, I'm just running there. And then I'm like, oh shit, I need more than that to like really get like going. And I just started with like 12 minutes on the treadmill. Then I just would add like a minute every week. I like added a minute up until I was up to like 40 minutes on the treadmill just to warm up before I started lifting. And then I started getting really into lifting and adding, you know, in the beginning it was, you know, 3 sets of 10 reps, just chest press. You know, I didn't know anything. I was like, 3 sets, 10 reps, cool. You know, and then you start learning, oh, I'll add more weight, or I'll add more reps, or I'll you know, do, you know, a slower descent. Or there's all these different things that you can do and add on to it that becomes more and more progressive because your body starts to adapt and you challenge it even further. So I'm motivating myself right now. That's why I'm talking this way. I'm reminding myself that I know what the fuck to do. I know if I were to step outside of myself right now, if I said to myself, dude, in a year, you want to be fucking fucking shredded bodybuilder, I could be. And I know the path to doing it. I just have to do it.
Yeah.
That's what I should do. Shannon, forget all the other shit. Because look, the reality is I'm all but saying I cannot imagine the doctor.
Diet's over, by the way. No, I'm doing push-ups and eating donuts now.
Doggy, I can imagine the doctor telling me that my knee is going to be okay to start training jiu-jitsu for a minute, right? It's bad. It feels like my leg's completely like separated, right? So we'll see. I'm more than likely going to have to pull out of the Ellis fight. I have to call him. That's just the reality. But it doesn't mean that I can't get in shape. I can still fucking lift. I should just lift weights like a madman. Get fucking jacked. While I'm rehabbing my knee, get fucking, like, fucking just obnoxious.
Lifting's so much easier when you're fat, too, because if you're running and you're fat, you're constantly reminded of your own tits.
Well,
they're
gravity,
never not in
yeah,
the way.
Gravity. At one point, your tits are up here and your stomach's down here and it's all fucking all over the place and it feels very embarrassing. You feel your own stomach while you're running. You're like, oh.
It's like the old-timey video of the guy getting hit with a cannonball.
Yeah, yeah, every step is that.
Yeah, man, just fucking get jacked, get grow dreads, and take pictures of yourself.
And I got to talk to Aaron. Me and Aaron have lifted together recently. I like lifting with Aaron. He's fun to lift.
No, you like lifting Aaron. Yeah. Tiny little man. It's funny.
I mean, why does nobody ever come to me? Like you look at
you're
Aaron.
Jacked.
Yeah, I'm sustainably
yeah,
jacked.
But you're black.
That's also true.
I feel like that, like...
Yeah. Have a black dad to start there.
Yeah, I just feel like that's not as impressive. When a black guy's jacked, you're like, you should be. When a black guy's not jacked, you're like, what happened? What happened to you, bro? Brother man?
I mean, I feel like when a black guy's not jacked, I'm like, fuck, he made it.
What did he make?
You know what I mean? Like, he's living Parole. A good life where he doesn't have to be jacked.
Everyone's saying Lewis is bitching out in the chat. Lewis is ducking Alice, blah, blah, blah. Shut the fuck up, you fucking pussies. You have no idea what... I can't even walk right now. And if I can't train, I can't beat Jason Ellis. It's impossible. There's no doing it. There's no fucking... He can actually fight. You guys are fucking all little bitches. You have no idea what it takes to actually fucking get in there and actually fight somebody. So shut the fuck up. If I go to the doctor, I'm going to the orthopedist tomorrow. If I go to tomorrow and they say, oh, dude, rehab 2 weeks, you can start fucking training again, let's fucking go. Mm-hmm. But my leg feels like it's separated from, like, the knee. It feels like there's, like, the knee is completely, like, separated. It's crazy.
Was it a sudden injury or was it just something over time?
It wasn't a sudden injury. It was just, like, one day I woke up and it was fucking brutal.
Like, I trained suddenly?
What he's saying is, did I tweak it in a moment and I know the moment that I got injured? It's like, no, it's just for some reason.
It's both knees
click like a motherfucker, but this one is like really, really bad. So we'll see what happens. I genuinely believe that I could beat Jason Ellis. I genuinely believe if I put in the training and I was in shape, I could beat this guy in a fucking MMA fight. I really genuinely do. But I'm not going to fucking go in and I can't go to jiu-jitsu. I can't even hit a heavy bag right now. There's no fucking, I can't do anything with my knee where it rotates. If I step on it too hard, if I walk downstairs, it hurts like hell. So we'll see what happens.
Man, you got to start sliding down
rails. They call me a queer, walk it off, faggot.
Is that your orthopedist?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. I don't know. I'm just being completely honest about it. Like, you know, I'm not going to sit here and fucking pretend. And I don't want to tell Jason that it's going to happen and then him not have time to get another opponent if it doesn't work out. So we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I will be very honest. When I go to the orthopedist on Thursday, I will give everyone a fucking full insight as to what they say. I'm going to put my orthopedist on the fucking camera. And I'm going to get the result from him to the people. He's like, sir, you have AIDS. Whoa. Oh, I'll be right back.
Dude, they might as well give you. They might, because listen, you're not going to like doing the rehab exercises that they're going to be prescribing. Because it's not like regular lifting. Yeah. It's the gayest lifting.
I know. I rehabbed my shoulder before. It. By the way, when I fought in Ellis Mania, when I fought Ryan O'Neal, I dislocated my shoulder 6 weeks before the fight. Mm-hmm. 6 weeks before the fight. And then I went to the doctor, and I thought I was for sure going to have to pull out. And he was like, no, let's rehab it. I went to a really good shoulder guy. And I was just doing gay, like lying on my belly with 2 pound weights, yes. Doing this, fucking doing this shit, like all of these different angles to strengthen the shoulder. And it got to a point where like I could barely hold it up, but I fought. Yeah. Like it was like,
dude, that's what.
But
people do.
Let me be honest with you, like Ryan, and I didn't know at the time, but Ryan O'Neal is not the same beast as Jason Ellis, and a shoulder is not the same beast as your knee. A knee is a fucking, you really need your knee. In order to fucking grapple, I have to be able to fucking plant my leg, and I can't do that right now. If I plant my leg at all, it feels like it's going to completely shatter. And mm-hmm. And also, I'm not going to fucking, it sucks right now having to limp around. Yeah. To limp around, just like Skankfest, everyone saw me at Skankfest. I was limping the whole time because my knee was fucked up. I had a knee brace on the whole time. It makes me very depressed. It makes me it's a constant reminder that you can't really do what you want to do. I want to get I don't want to fucking permanently injure my leg to go fucking fight Jason Ellis and maybe win and make a little bit of money. I'm not a fighter. I'm a fucking comedian. I like doing it because it's fucking fun. We spar. We do fucking, when you guys come, we go to the gym, we beat each other up. Nobody here is afraid of being punched in the fucking face. No, maybe Zach is. Nobody here is afraid of being submitted or grappled or, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, you're not, like, if you've ever, anybody who trains at all on any level and anybody who's sparred, you know, you go and fucking do that. And I fucking, I genuinely enjoy it. There's a type of person who enjoys going in and punching and being punched and doing this type of shit and going through that physical type of shit. I really like it. I like doing it. I want to continue to be able to do it. I want to be able to continue to do jujitsu with my son for the rest of my life or for as long as I can. I want to get a black belt eventually.
But I want to be very clear about this. I do not want to be punched in the face.
Oh, yeah. You don't really like striking.
No, I don't do that. I don't do getting punched in the face. Dude, I was in a... I knocked somebody out once. Like, with one punch.
What'd your wife say?
Yeah. She's like, why'd you do that to my dad? No, but yeah, I knocked somebody out at a skating rink. And I was like, I'm never fighting again. Like, that was... It was gross.
Yeah.
When you really hurt somebody in a fight, it doesn't feel
it's
good.
It's fucking
even
gross.
If they deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not the type of guy to try to, like, hurt somebody, like, after they're down. I remember even when I was fighting Ryan O'Neal and I was ground and pounding him. And I remember just like feeling like the pressure of his head, like my hand hitting his head. I didn't hate this guy.
Yeah.
Right. And it wasn't like angry like that. So it was, it's like, have you ever like fucked a chick you're not attracted to? You're like, I'm going through these emotions, but it's not giving me the feeling that I want. You know what I'm saying? So like, it was very like weird. And it was, I kind of felt guilty as I was doing it.
I can't come.
I felt guilty like hitting him in the face like that because I didn't really have any ill will or anger toward him, you know?
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
You got to move, Ryan.
Yeah, look at him. He's trying to not hit hard.
It's so funny. Like now that I do jujitsu, like I just the arm is like it's crazy. It's nuts. I mean, I could have easily choked him here.
Yeah.
Like him putting his arm like that. Every time I see it, I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Oh my god. Also, fucking armbar from back is like my specialty now. It's like I love that fucking move. So when I took his back right here, he's all flopping. It's just.
Had you not grappled at all going into that fight?
I just did like maybe 8 weeks of no gi with Diego leading up to it, right? And it was very minimal. It was more like positional. Like he wasn't even really working on submissions with me. Like he wasn't really the mechanics of a rear naked. I didn't know, like, you know, I didn't know how to do it really. So he was like, if you have a position where you can ground and pound him, just keep in that position. Don't give up your position. So that's what happened there. I didn't try to go for the kill because I was just in my head being like, dude, just win the round, fucking beat him up and hopefully get a stoppage. So. Well, that was fun.
Dude, think about training with Sid because he can get you back in the shape. Sid was actually hit by
a
car.
Sid's a killer, dude. Yeah. Me and the last time Sid grappled, he fucking butt fucked me deep and hard. I got too cocky. I was like, I got my blue belt. I was like, let's go, baby boy. And then he was like, no.
He turned it up on me. So I did.
But I felt good and I was like, all right, let me test myself. And then Sid really laid it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Diego kind of like gave me a head nod to do so.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
That wasn't my choice. But dude, no, what Mike Rainey was gonna say though is like I rehab people. I get people right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like dead ass.
He was hit by a car. He was actually killed. Yeah. As a child.
Yeah.
And he came. He was resuscitated after being hit by a car.
Yeah.
So if anybody can come back from shit, it's
everything I do workout wise is like rehab shit. It's the
the knee over toe shit.
I mean,
what is that? Can you look up knees over toe? Everyone, since I've had a knee issue, I've been talking about it for like a month and a half now. People are like, knees over toes. And I'm like, yeah, dude. And I ignore it and I walk away from it. And
he's the man. I mean, he feels like he's trying to sell you a ShamWow, but he's the man.
Yeah.
Like, he's telling you all the right shit.
Who is this?
I just know him as the knees over toes guy. It's like, when you just like put him on, he's just sucking dick knees over toes.
See how easy.
Gotta get your knees right.
Look at how good he feels.
Do you have it? Knees over toes, Shannon.
Do you just want like a random video from
him? Yeah, sure. Okay. Let's see what it is.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't lift heavy weights. I don't do any of that shit. I just only lightweight rehab type shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Rounding and with knees behind ankles, with at least 100% of body weight. For 12 reps.
Look at that guy's butt.
See, don't you want to work out like this?
Oh my God, look how gay this. He's sucking his own dick. Yeah.
It's got to be so annoying fucking legs, somebody though. With that good posture.
Mm-hmm.
With just your body at beginner and more advanced levels. And by gently but progressively training your
gently but progressive
areas that are commonly tight, I've seen just about anyone.
See, people don't want to work out like this. People don't want to be in these positions.
Sid, if your wife walks in the room while you're watching this, do you change it? cartoons.
Twerking videos. Sorry.
So my favorite option for that is you can start farther apart to make it easier, and then you're
working. This is a lot.
Flexing.
This is like you're right. You don't want to do this workout.
Yeah.
There's nothing cool. There's no video that you could post where you like look like you're fucking pumping iron. This is just
you can't do this to metal.
Yeah. Like, dude, I can do that split. Like, I can pretty much do that split, no, but I don't want right anybody to see.
Let me see right now. We'll do it off table. Camera.
Yeah, cold. I mean, I'm cold right now. I can get as far as I can get, but yeah.
Let's say. I want to see Sid. I want to see how much you
good thing I wore my sweatpants.
Can I help you with anything?
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, my God.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Can you bounce your cheeks off the ground for me?
Oh, Shannon took a picture of you, by the way. Shannon's a savage.
Yeah, no, I'm very flexible.
All right.
Ooh, woke me up.
Let's see. Twitter Noit. Racist Kentucky student labeled bully by former classmates. So apparently you guys did this on Monday when I wasn't here, right? Mm-hmm. There was some racist shit. Can we see the video that they watched? I didn't see it. I gotta see this.
Yes. So hold on just one.
So this girl showed up to an event drunk and they wouldn't let her in. And she had some choice words.
Okay. This is actually the extended version from the one that we watched on Monday. It's 10 minutes long though, so we'll skip through it.
Let's skip a little.
I love her already.
Yeah.
Oh, she's pretty toy.
It's like drunk chick chai cheers. Drunk jitsu. Look at her.
This bitch rules.
Yeah. This is Trailer Swift.
Yeah, she's pretty toy. I mean, is it even up for debate? Is it because...
Thank you.
She's called her the N-word. Wow.
Yeah. Somebody
else. I'll skip forward a little bit.
Did you guys give her a real ass dude of the week?
No.
She should have gotten that. Why do I have to be here for that?
In her defense, the stock version of that woman comes preloaded with the N-word.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm very curious. What happens in that person's mind when she calls that chick the N-word and doesn't get any reaction at all? Mm-hmm. Like, what happens in her brain to validate what's not happening or what is happening? Do you know what I mean?
I do, yeah.
Is she like, damn, I must be so fucking hot.
Mm-hmm.
I can say it again.
She's rich, though. I do know that about her.
Yeah, she's a rich chick. She's, I mean, look, here's the thing, right? We are just kidding here, but you know, she's toy. She's undeniably toy.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, even being that much of a mess and that much of a problem, we'd all fucking give it a shot. Mm-hmm. We'd give it a go.
It's her mugshot.
She ended up getting arrested.
She did get arrested, yes.
She has pled not guilty to charges of intoxication in a public place, third degree assault on a police officer, fourth degree assault on a second degree disorderly conduct.
Oh, yeah, did she bite or slap a cop?
She bit. She bit the cop.
She's like, not guilty. Amazing. She's an angel, dude. What do you want me to say?
Dude, she had a night of calling black people niggers and fighting cops.
How do you plead? What? Whatever the N-word is in this case.
Goodness gracious. I plead cool as fuck. Let's go, officer. Yeah.
I plead real ass.
Yeah, dude. For my bucket list.
So what else did we find out about this girl, Shannon?
So somebody came out. This person isn't revealing who they themselves are, but they said that they went to school with her when she was 15 and that she constantly harassed them and bullied them. And that she doxed them by posting this girl's picture and number online. So she would go to like popular Instagram accounts and comment with this girl's information and say, I send nudes.
Oh my God. She's above the law.
Yeah, I'm in love.
I love this woman. Yeah.
Can we do we have more pictures of her? Does she have like an Instagram or something? She needs to fucking...
Let's put some money on her books.
Hold on one sec.
Yeah, she's not bad, dude.
Let's put some Newports on her books.
What does she do? Was she just a student?
She's a student,
yeah. It was like a student. I think she was trying to get into some type of student thing, and that was the door person, like an RA type thing. Yeah. And they wouldn't let her in to a party because she was too drunk to get in.
She does need help escaping risk control.
Yes.
So maybe we could have a... maybe you could help her with that, Louis.
If she had an Instagram, it's taken down. Ooh. It's not up right now.
Poor thing.
Natalie, is this chick hot to you? Is this like when you're this chick with these behaviors?
No. She is hot, but like
she's physically
not with the whole package.
But
yeah.
So you say noit. If this is, so this is a woman's way of thinking, because there's nothing she can do right now that she's not toit to us. The further down the spiral she goes, the toiter she gets. Is this her?
What about like a 2-month relationship, Natalie? Like just 2 months of the best time.
Nah,
of your
she
life?
Sounds so messy.
I mean, this is her when she was a child, Shannon. Stop trying to trap us, you fucking dumb asshole. All right, yeah, she's a hot child, fine. But we want to see her as an adult.
She's got a lot of do you know who my dad is energy. Mm-hmm.
$10,000 bond.
She's trying to headbutt her.
Oh my God. Look at this fucking poor girl. Look at this poor girl.
You're going to say something else.
No, I mean, look, she's fine, you know, but everyone's watching this story and the whole time where it's like, oh, this fucking poor bitch. Look how hot that blonde is, though. Am I right, folks?
But she has a mane. That's weird.
Yeah,
dude.
God love her.
So she's bailed out now, and she is currently going to rehab and race sensitivity training.
Race sensitivity. Ooh,
what is up?
Can we do that?
Can we do race sensitivity training?
Can we get somebody to come in and do it?
Yeah.
Do you have some of the full day?
What's the curriculum?
Yeah. If you could, I hire somebody for like in Gas Digital. Could we hire somebody to come in and teach race sensitivity?
I bet there's like a lawyer that does it, because when I worked for Viacom, every year we had to get the sexual harassment seminar from a lawyer. I bet there's a race one you can get to.
Please, can we hire them, Shannon? Get them
on
the show.
Like diversity and inclusion training that, yeah, we can definitely hire someone to come in.
What would they do to you, Zach?
I think they would quit. I would turn them. The sexual harassment one?
Yeah.
It was all shit that, like, you knew. But then there was, like, it would be, there was also, like, if a character on your show uses the N-word, and you're in the writer's room, can you quote them?
Ooh.
And they're like, not really. Or like, if you advertise in Playboy, your company, mm-hmm. can your boss have Playboys on his desk?
Show you a picture of a guy not using the crossbar. Be like, what would you call
him? I mean, can I say the answer to all of these things? It's very simple. Yeah. Probably not. Play on the side of safety. So yeah. If you're the boss, you'd go, no, I cannot have Playboys on my desk, even though we advertise in this thing. Let's just assume. Let's say there's a 40% chance that I am allowed, and they say yes. Let's just fucking pretend that it's not. Right?
It was funny. I talk about my buddy Stewart a lot. My buddy Stewart's about four bills himself, and we're sitting in the meeting, and they were going, what?
Stewart Little, 4 inches?
What are things, you know, it's okay to fire somebody? You know, what can't you get fired for? You know, you can't get fired for race. Sexuality, whatever. And somebody just looks at him and goes, wait? And they go, actually, you are allowed. That is, you are allowed to fire somebody over their weight if it's a problem at the job.
Wait a second. There's a loophole there. Like, as a white person, you can say the N-word in that office.
There's actually a suspender.
Right? Because they can't fire you because you're white saying the N-word.
No, they can.
But they can't, because they'd be firing you because you're white. Do you see what I'm saying?
No.
If they can't fire you because of race,
they could probably fire a black person for saying the N-word. Mm. They wouldn't. This, do they choose to enact that right? Yeah.
Do black people need to start getting fired for using the N-word?
I agree.
It needs to happen. It's happening too much.
I got to introduce you to that girl.
Yeah.
All right, look, she's toy. We'll give it to her. Let's see. Let's play Does It Live or Does It Die, folks.
Does it live or does it die?
What is this? An amusement park ride?
Yes. I'm just going to show you the video. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Okay, here you go.
Warning, distressing content. Oh my God. Holy shit.
What's the race of that person?
That does matter.
I can tell you it happened in the Philippines.
Filipinos.
Yeah, they're brittle people.
You think brittle?
Yeah.
I think that person survived.
Yeah, I think they're strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like half Samoan.
Philippines?
I don't know.
Yeah.
When they're fat, yeah.
Yeah, they're like half. That's way to Samoan.
When Filipinos get fat, they're Samoan.
Yeah.
Also, when Chinese and Japanese people get fat, they're Hawaiian. Just put that out there.
Okay.
Can we see it again before we judge?
Yeah, one more time. Let's see.
One sec. Okay.
I mean, they're not moving.
I think she's alive.
Yeah, it was all body.
It was a she? Yeah. If it was a woman, too, I don't know why I feel like they're more brittle.
Yeah.
I think they're alive because Shannon stopped the video before they moved.
It's a guy. No, it's just that because it's a news site, so they're going to go into this whole thing talking about. Okay. So I'm just stopping it before that.
I'm going to say live.
I'm going to say die. I'm going to say that it looks like their fucking head or neck fucking hit that divider.
It's a 13-year-old male.
Oh, no. I don't know why it makes it worse. It's a young boy.
It's all stem cells. He's adorable. He bounced right back up and got back in the line.
He made up stem cells.
That ain't no more some stem cells. You good.
Stem cell, get out there. Get up here, stem cell.
What do we say, Shannon?
You got stem cell money?
So he lived.
He lived.
But no, he lost a lung.
He lost a lung
straight in the body.
I feel like it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing?
That's pretty good.
You don't need a lung. Also, his like chest fucking collapsed his lung. Oh man, that would that would have hurt.
Where
so
he
bad.
Hit because he like was flung up against that thing. I can show you again. But it's because of where he hit it.
How does this happen so often? I don't understand. Do we know why he
So it's where he had a one of the buckles that were keeping him into the thing broke. And so one of the straps let loose, and that's when he
in the middle of the ride.
He flung out.
Yeah. We watched that video three times, and all three times I get distracted by the Yoshi in the corner and miss him flying out. I've missed it all three times. I go, ooh, Yoshi.
Damn, son. Damn, son.
Ooh, Yoshi. Every time.
Wow.
Nice.
Damn, dude. I mean, or is that like a country where people like sue and shit? Because that's America. It's like how much money do you give up your lung for?
No, they just help him find his sandals. Just move him on his way.
Yeah that sucks. Fuck it. Rosita wouldn't hug my black child. $50 million. Fuck it. Yeah, my child fucking lost a lung flying into your wall.
Why you break my wall?
Yeah, why you break my wall?
Why you break my wall with your lung?
It says they're investigating right now, but that they're blaming the boy, saying that he removed the lock.
It's shattered.
So I guess if they want to sue, then they would have to prove that it actually broke and he didn't remove it.
But that's the crazy thing in those countries, because they could like replace it and be like, see, this is what he did. He just, you know, like there's no oversight.
I mean, all of the parts for those rides are made in that country, so it's very easy.
Just pull them out of their pockets and start putting it back together.
You think he would have been fine if the barrier hadn't been there?
Fine? No. No, I don't think it would have been fine no matter what. He was broken something else, you know?
Yeah, other people. He would have
I mean, what would have happened if he would have just flung? He could have like maybe broke his neck. He could have landed on his head. You know, at least his lung has just collapsed. What happens if you have one lung gone? Get high as fuck, doggy. I bet you get higher. Shannon, Google that. Do you get higher if you only have one lung and you smoke weed? I bet you you do, dude.
Why would you get higher?
I feel like you would get half as high.
Yeah, half as high.
Yeah, less surface area. Yeah. I feel like more of the weed would be concentrated into one fucking lung, dude.
Yeah, but Joe Rogan once told me that the lung can only take so much weed anyway. So it doesn't matter if you hold it in. It's not doing anything.
That's not true. Joe Rogan does he knows nothing about smoking weed. If he's going to tell me that holding in my hit is doing nothing more, that's wrong.
Do they have ladyboys in Philippines?
Now, here's what I'll say, of course. Here's what I'll say. It may not be because you're absorbing more THC, but it could be because you're depriving your brain of oxygen.
I don't have Joe Rogan's thoughts on that, so I have to get back to you. But I believe that was a pretty good theory.
Yeah, no, look, we would fucking play Chicago when we were kids, right? We would smoke weed and shoot each other. No, we would, remember the game Chicago? You don't remember the game Chicago?
No, what is it?
We'd be in a circle, right? And then you take a hit, you hold it in, I give it a hit. I can't let it out until he takes a hit, holds it in, give it in, until it gets back to me. And you keep going until you smoke the blunt in the whole circle, you got to hold it in until it gets back to you. And we would get fucking retarded. I had friends pass out. It was fucking hilarious, dude.
So you think it might be the additional high of just holding
the additional breath. High of gotcha. Holding your breath, right? And yeah, I remember my friend, because my friend would like, he coughed. He was holding his breath, right? And then he coughed, bent down, then he came back up and just fucking passed out. My buddy Gene Kelly, Gene from the airport, from the Legion of Skanks Palm, also who was at Skankfest. You guys probably saw Gene Kelly roaming around Skankfest.
We used to do that with cum and called it San Francisco.
Yeah. You guys would do like a fondue fountain with cum. Yeah.
We all hold our breath and start jerking off.
Did you know Ookie Cookie in England's called Soggy Biscuit?
Soggy Biscuit?
I would like that.
Soggy Biscuit.
I played Ookie Cookie when I was in middle school.
What is that?
So where you all jerk off on a cookie, whoever comes last has to eat the cookie. And I came last.
The alpha has to eat the cookie?
And I refused to eat the least gay one. I refused to eat the cookie. I was like, no, I'm not eating your cum. And then they got like mad at me. I was like, why do you guys want me to eat your cum so bad, you fucking weirdos? And once I started calling them on their own gayness, and their nuts were already gone, so they had all the shame. I guess you don't have to eat that cookie, dude. It's fine. Yeah, it was not good.
That's gay as fuck.
It is gay as fuck.
Yeah.
Gay as fuck.
And it's also kind of gay.
You didn't
gay.
Jerk off with friends in elementary school and middle school?
Nah. Yeah.
You didn't jerk off with friends?
I never did.
Zach, did you ever jerk off with friends? Am I crazy? I really thought I was going to say everyone jerked off with friends. Dylan, you never jerked off with friends? Paco jerked off with friends.
I had a group of friends
Paco, off with each other. Every time you're in a girl's DMs, just so you know, they send me a screenshot of it. Just so you know, it happens so often. You have no idea. It happens so often.
He's just checking on them.
The amount of screenshots that I get that somebody's like, Paco's in my DMs.
He's just checking on them, making sure they're okay.
No one's safe, Paco. No one's safe. Like, he's going to be like, fuck, did you send him?
Paco's at least handsome. Paco looks like a retarded The Rock.
Paco might be the most handsome Asian I know.
Yeah, he's up there.
Right? Is like Paco, it just doesn't come off as Asian, because Asian men are disgusting. Yuck. Literally no women like Asian men, and I would not freak out if a woman fucked Paco. I wouldn't be like, why? Every time you see a white chick fucking an Asian dude, you're like, what is happening? What are you doing?
Yeah, Paco, it's like you don't even seem Asian.
You don't even seem Asian, dude. You seem like...
Dude, which is kind of a compliment, if you think about it.
It is, because Asians are dorks. Paco, you seem cool. That's what I'm saying, dude. But I'm just letting you know, you get these DMs, I find out all the time. You what? It's not my girlfriend. If he ever did that one again, oof. He did that back in the day. I was dating this chick, and then we got into an argument. Yeah. And then he like DM'd her. He was like, are you okay?
That
I was
fucker.
Like, he's my employee. It's crazy. I say it now, after I'm removed from it, and I say it, I'm like, what, that happened? That is... Yeah. Bonkers that happened, and I allowed it to fucking happen, and he's still here.
He's a sensitive soul.
No, he's not a sensitive soul.
He is a sensitive soul. You knew that about him when you hired him.
From Seoul.
He was wearing Crocs.
That's what's up, nigga.
Hey, if you ever want to squat and smoke cigarettes, just let me know.
Paco.
If you ever want to smoke a few butts sitting on a milk crate.
Yeah. Paco, I'm on to you. This fucking guy.
Yeah.
He's always always sniffing around. Mm-hmm. Here's Paco just never being a nice guy, pretending to be a nice guy. You know what I said to the girl? I was like, yeah, Paco's a creep. Sorry. And she goes, yeah, but you're a creep. And I was like, yeah, but I don't pretend not to be. She goes, that is the truth. That is the difference. I am what I am. I'm like Popeye. He said, when I eat spinach, I start raping.
He's a cuttlefish.
I'm a cuttlefish.
No, he's a cuttlefish.
He's a cuttlefish.
He's because cuttlefish, they pretend to be.
He is. What is the fish that's at the bottom of the ocean with a little light bulb on his head?
Angler. Is that anglerfish?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is anglerfish. Paco is an anglerfish. So Paco is.
Once they sink to the bottom of the ocean, the little light comes on. Hello.
He's sitting there.
Anglerfish.
These young girls are swimming around and they go, oh, a light. A nice, pretty light. Isn't that amazing? I love light. And then they get up close to it and here's Paco's big fucking Asian.
Oh, no, he is Asian.
Yeah, and then he eats them with his fucking look. There he is. There's Paco, dude. It's a trick. It's a trap. Mm. Paco's an anglerfish. Mm. A cuttlefish is a sweetheart of a fish.
No,
right?
It's not.
What's a cuttlefish? I thought it was cuddles.
No, it's like a little squid thing that pretends to be a chick to fuck chicks.
Oh,
like it'll find a dude that has like hot chicks, like a big alpha man that has hot chicks, and then he'll like go up in there and pull a Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, he's a cuttlefish. I'm fine. I thought that it was a fish that was like, hello, and fucking, had like big kitten eyes. Come here, you little fucking cuttlefish. Adorable little cuttlefish. Fucking piece of shit.
But you don't think Paco is cuddleable, though? Even in that definition.
Paco's a cuddly boy, but he needs to stop pretending to. Paco, just be an asshole. Just be a creep.
Yeah.
Say, hey, be like, hey, bitch, I'm trying to fuck. Try to get this dick wet.
Nah, dude, keep on your method. I like it.
Dude,
dress like a Build-A-Bear. Slowly, you know, like, sensitive your way into a girl's pants.
Dude. That mustache should let him know, though. Sweet boy, but diddler mustache.
Everyone in the Race to Live chat is calling me dumb for thinking it's a cuttlefish. Okay, dude. Fuck off. Fuck off, dude. Paco. Paco, he's one of these deceptive fish. Mm. One of them. Pick a fish that deceives. Pick a deceptive fish. There you got Paco right in front of you, dude. Right there.
Yeah.
What are some other deceptive fishes, Shannon?
You're a deceptive little fish.
You're a deceptive little fish, dude.
Great Asian shark. They're deceptive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So let's see. Student attempts to rob a vape store, but then says it was just a joke. What is this shit? What is this?
That's some Paco shit right there.
Also, we have to go over the midterm election results right after this. Mm.
Okay. Here's the video. It's from a news thing, so I'm trying to cut away from their commentary.
A masked and hooded man walks into a vape shop in Cherokee County with a gun drawn, demanding specific products. Then oddly...
I will take some... some cherry vape juice. Wait, what happened?
I'm gonna go back.
What was that?
Keep watching.
He pulls off his mask, says it was just a joke, and walks out without taking anything.
Oh, it was a joke.
But his image is captured on surveillance video.
And why?
So basically, they're saying, so he claimed that it was all a prank, that it was an airsoft gun. But afterwards, they searched his house and found he had like a Magnum, whatever. It's like a for real gun that he was carrying. And so they're still arresting him and charging him with a crime, even though he didn't really do anything.
Could have been a tester robbery.
Did they know him?
Conspiracy to commit a crime. No.
So then what's the joke?
No. Well, so he said, he was like, oh, it was a thing for YouTube, but there was nobody with him and there was no
video.
What if he started pointing at the security cameras like, you're on camera. It's like, this is just a prank. Look at that security camera. You're being filmed.
It sounds like he got nervous.
He did. I think he was testing to see how it could work. Freaked out a little bit.
That would just be weird. Once the gun's out and you're ready to go, I feel like you're too done. You're too far gone.
Yeah. It's like pulling your dick out on a date.
It is interesting.
Like, that's not a joke. You can't put it away and be like, I'm just kidding.
I'm teasing, but I can't get it back in.
Yeah, it can help.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a very strange thing. I thought he got caught and then said he was joking, but he like stopped in the middle and started laughing and took his mask off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it seems like the only reason I'm saying, like, if he got nervous, what's the point of taking your mask off? Like, what's the point of laughing?
I wonder if somebody came in.
Yeah. And dude, I don't know if you noticed this, by the way. This is, I'm very observant about these kind of things, but he kind of looked like Bruno Mars. I don't know if you noticed that. All dudes that look like Bruno Mars are crazy as fuck. Like,
oh, that, sorry, that sorry. Light skin looking the, dude. Please pull up the Paco as an anglerfish that Bricks just made in the racist live chat. It's pretty goddamn good. Shannon.
Hold on. I just got to share it in the chat. I can't pull it away.
There's Paco, dude.
Oh,
it's a nice, pretty little. Girls love little pretty lights.
Look at that.
They love pretty little lights.
Paco's a fucking. Nothing to see here. Just being a fish.
just being a light bulb.
Yeah, yeah. Just being.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, just being a beacon of hope right here. Come on, ladies.
Let's see. T-Spray in the Race Live chat says, here comes the KFC story again. No, fuckface. I'm not telling the KFC story again. You know what? Ralph, when we were...
Cue up the KFC story.
Ralph, when we get the new website built, will we have the ability to ban people from the chat for disclosed amounts of times? So I can say, all right, fucking 7-hour ban on this bitch. Ooh, guys, it is gonna get wild. It's not gonna be democracy in the racist live chat. We're about to fucking get wild.
Mm.
So, I think it should be a benefit. We can only put pictures if you're in good standing. If you haven't been suspended for 30 days, things like that. We're gonna start creating rules here, folks. Lots of rules coming to Gas Digital. The new Gas Digital. No more freedom of speech for you people. It's freedom of speech for us. Do they not understand that? It's not like we're like, oh, freedom of speech for all. No. Freedom of speech for rich comedians. Do you understand? You have to earn that right by successful comedy.
What kind of punishments would you put on Paco for doing what he's been doing?
Paco? For his fucking career? I'm just going to keep on calling him out on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm teaching Paco to be a better person. If Paco just came in one day with a fucking leather coat on, a fucking cigarette hanging out of his mouth, fucking his hair all greased up like that, dude, on the back of a motorcycle. Paco's back and he's better than ever. No. Hey, now.
He wants you calling him out.
My Paco's back.
You're playing right into his plan.
You take dude. Too long and you buy too much.
Yeah, Paco's like, he's waiting for all those chicks that think they can change him that are listening to this right now, that are going to hit him up.
No, Paco just needs to be a piece of shit and own it, and we're all in a better position. Nobody wants to be deceived. That's the thing. So here's what society doesn't like. Society doesn't like hypocrites. They don't like Decepticons. Mm. And that's what you are. You're a Decepticon.
Paco.
Be an Autobot. Paco,
don't listen
for
to
once
him.
In your life.
The people throughout history who have had the biggest followings are all liars. Keep getting pussy the way you get pussy, dog. Maximize pussy.
Dankdabs 843 said, Baby James can suck my asshole. Dankdabs, fucking soak it in, baby boy. Because as soon as we change this website over, comments like that will be exactly what you get suspended for.
No, your asshole. Soak it in orange juice.
Got news for you, pal. That kid's been eating caramel, so that his lips are going to stick to your asshole.
Feel silly.
This is a good show. It's a good show. We got a good thing going on here. Okay, folks. All right, Shannon. Any more of these? Any more of these? All right, pull up the game. Pull up the VR headset that will kill the player if they die in game.
Mm.
This is great.
Okay. So there is a game designer who, just for fun, created a VR headset that, in the event that you die in the game, there are three devices. I'll show you what it looks like. This is what the VR headset looks like. And these three thingies over here, they will shoot like a frequency into your brain that uses microwaves that basically fries your brain. So if you die in the game, you die in real life.
They can do that, really? No.
Yeah, this is real. It's just that it's obviously not for sale, and they just have it. He just has it like in his office. But
it's actually made. It actually works. If somebody put it on and they died in the game, it would work.
Yes.
No. Those are tubes three dudes use to come on your forehead.
Yeah. Put it on, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, you get milk jammed at the end of the game.
I mean, that like it's also, I feel like there's also probably more fun ways that they could kill you. Like, I imagine that in those three tubes, it was like a...
Spikes.
Yeah, like a spike, like the they kill like a the cattle gun. right?
Yeah.
Where they fucking
like like air compressed. Bam.
Yeah, dude. Just fucking smash a bolt into your fucking skull. Call it a day.
If there's a frequency that can kill you just by putting it to your forehead, how come that's not how assassins kill people?
Yeah.
Wouldn't they just walk up to you and be like, oh, we don't know how he died.
I knew this hot chick in high school, and she told me she microwaved her pet gerbil.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I bet you didn't even bat an eye.
Didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
How hot was it when she put it in?
I don't know.
She put it on.
It was still frozen in the middle.
You think when you put a hot gerbil in your ass, you react like a hot mozzarella stick? Like,
dude, she fucking, yeah, this girl was so hot. And yeah, she murdered this gerbil. And she told us, and we were like, that's crazy. She just wanted to see what would happen if she put it in for like a second. And she put it in for a second, and the brain just melted out of its head right away.
Mm.
Yeah.
Curiosity killed the gerbil, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's a. God. She must have been so fucking hot.
She was a woman amongst girls.
That's a
this girl, I mean, in the ninth grade, I remember everybody being like, holy shit. Holy.
That's also a sick loophole to have a hot chick memory in your head.
Yeah.
Like for me, if I'm like trudging, like, oh, what was that one hot chick? And you're like, nah, the chick that killed the gerbil in the microwave.
No, she was fucking, she was a smoke show. There. Good for her.
Do you know what she's doing nowadays?
She was an actress for a while, actually. Yeah, she was an actress for like with middling success. And then did she, you know, she's now 40. That suck, being a woman. Got to turn 40. It's like,
yep, time to start playing grandmas.
That's crazy, dude. Mm. I mean, like, I feel bad for women when I think about it. Like, I'm like now entering the golden era of my life. Like, these are the best years ahead of me. The next 20 years, dude, 40 to 6-year-old Lewis is the king.
He's like, dude, my knee doesn't work. I can barely walk. These are the best years of
these
my life.
These are the best years of my life ahead of me right now.
Awesome.
Shannon, your worst years, you're about to, like, it's literally your best years are behind you. That is a literal fact.
I have a plan.
What's your plan?
Suicide.
Yeah, VR and VR gaming.
Yeah, she's going to fucking play video games. Shannon, what is your plan?
So my new plan is to find a guy that is already divorced, but his ex-wife is significantly older than me.
Nice.
Wait, so I'm going to go somewhere with this. And he has kids that are in their like early to mid teen years. Okay? And the purpose of this all is because once we'll get together and they're not going to be like in their shitty young years. So like we can be friends. So their kids will like me, but their mother is going to die way before I die. So they'll take care of me when I get older.
Nice. Mysterious causes.
And then this guy just has to have like, you know, good coverage, good pension, good health insurance. And that's it. I'm taken care of.
Shannon,
I don't have to worry about anything.
You could have had me. You, what is your whole fucking issue?
You have a girlfriend.
Now I have a girlfriend. You fucked it up though. That's crazy.
Also, James is too young. I just need them to be a little older.
He also doesn't like
you. And B is also like at where the same age, or she's younger than me, so it's not going to work.
And she's not younger than you. B's older than you.
Not old enough.
Old B.
That's
as I'm calling her from now on. You know where we're at in our relationship. I like to talk about old B.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. I got to wrap this one up. This has been fun. Shout out to everyone on the show. Go support Sydney and Rainey and everything they do. Buy your the book on Perks, which fucking
book.
Support everything that we fucking do. And if somebody's putting a book out, guys, I know you guys can't read. Just buy it anyway, dude. Use it as something to hit your kids with.
Dude, this is the book for people who can't read.
Yeah, every book I've written is made for people to read on the toilet. At least stare at it for a while. You'll recognize some of the words.
I love it. All right, you guys are the best. Thank you for watching. And we'll be back on Friday. Peace.
That's all, folks.